我看大家都有各样的表情，但是大家看上去都挺冷的。
But I think there's other things that's burdening the heart of some of you.
但是我知道可能在你们有些人心中有别样的负担。
The enemy may be fighting you to keep you from being the blessing God wants you to be.
或者仇敌正在攻击你，让你没有办法成为神想让你成为的祝福。
But remember, he that's in us is greater than he that's in the world.
但是我们要知道
greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
但是我们要知道在里面的比外面的更多更大。
You know, we're coming up to the end of this year, believe it or not.
不管你相不相信，我们马上就要到年末了。
Flying by, only a couple more weeks in 17.
只再过几个星期就17年就过去了。
And sometimes there's always that thing, a new year, I can do better maybe in the new year.
人们总是到要过新年的时候就说啊，新的一年了，我明年可能会做好，做得更好一些。
But I want to read something to you that really is not, what shall I say? It won't bring joy to your heart, but it may do more than that. It may convict your heart.
我接下来要给大家读一些东西，也许不会让你心里听着很高兴，但是它却有别的作用，它可以来说服你。
And when it convicts your heart.That means that God wants to deal with you.
当他这些话进到你的心里的时候，就意味着神要这样的来教导对付你。
We know that we are human, we are dust.
我们知道我们是人，我们不过是尘土。
We have those things in our life that just hinder us all the time. Weaknesses that sometimes we feel like we don't know how to overcome.
我们生命中有各样子的劳苦重担，在我们的生命中有些软弱，我们甚至不知道该如何胜过。
And you see, this is not the way God wants His children to be.
但你要知道，这并不是神要他的儿女成为的样式。
Now He does not save us and then zap, and you're a perfect person.
神没有说他救我们，然后就这样了，你就变成完美的人。
The wonderful thing is as you, that you're.Perfect before God, that your sins are gone.
那个,
That's what He does.
那个完美是说，主耶稣拿走了我们本身的罪，挪去了阻挡我们和神之间的这个罪。
And once in a while, he'll take something away from a person that he knows is very difficult to be able to overcome in their life.
有时候神会挪去我们生命中一些我们自己很难战胜的一些东西。
But in reality, He himself called it a birth, going from death of sin to life in Christ. We have to be born into it.
但是神自己叫这个叫重生，是我们要从死到复活到活的一个重生，我们必须要重新进入。
So that actually means that what he does in our life and our heart changes our thoughts.What shall I say? Our desires, because it comes to the heart, we begin to love God and the things of God.
也就是说，神改变我们的生活和生命，他改变我们心中的那种愿望、那种想法，让我们有愿意的心去爱神。
Now, like every child, it has to grow.
就像每个孩子都需要成长一样。
And when a child doesn't grow, there's something radically wrong with them.
因为当孩子不成长的时候，一定是有些东西错了。
So we have to understand then that God expects us to grow.
所以我们必须要知道，神是希望我们能够成长的。
And that's why He deals differently with each one of us.
这也是为什么神对我们每一个人和我们每一个人相处的方式都不一样。
He really does.
他确实是这样子的。
You know, he knows when we're a little retarded.
他知道我们有时候可能
In other words, it's very difficult for things to get through to our understanding.
有时候我们很可能理解一些事情很慢。
Then he knows the person that's very quick and expects a lot more from them at times.
然后有些人可能理解事情很快。然后在他成长的过程中，神也就会期望他能够获得更多的东西。
Now, Paul had a church like this.
保罗曾经也去到一个这样子的教会。
It's a Corinthian church.
是这个哥林多教会。
And he said they were just babes in Christ.
他说他们只是这个属灵的婴孩。
Now, I have been in the church a long time. I was from the time I was 7 years old. I've been raised up and worked in the church all these years.
我从七岁开始就去教会，我这些年都是在教会一直成长长大的。
And the problem with many people that I've seen is they never grow.
在我看到的很多人，他们身上的问题就是他们从来都没有长大，没有成长。
They say that, well, I go to church. I even help in the church. I read my Bible. And I have my little prayers. And they said, well, why am, you know, but the growth is in other areas in our life that makes these other things healthy.
他们也许会说，我去教会，我也在教会有服侍，我读圣经，我也祷告。但是这种成长是另一个层面的事情，是让我们能够越来越长进。
Now look at Hebrews the fifth chapter, and I'm going to read the 11th to the 14th.
我们来看希伯来书第五章啊，我们来读第十一到十四节。
Maybe there's some that can share with each other.
如果可以的话，我们可以啊一起来看这段经文。
Hebrews 5.Verses 11 through 14. I'm going to try to read them slowly enough that I can maybe have a few comments as I read them. Now, the very first thing he really hits the nail on the head. Now, Paul, we have to understand about Paul. God gave Paul most all of the beliefs that he had because he only spent 2 weeks.With Peter and James. He was never told any, really told very much from the disciples. He didn't learn from them. But he said he learned from God.
所以我们就看到保罗是很特别的，因为他跟彼得和雅各他们只待了两个星期，他其实没有从这些使徒身上学到很多东西，但他说他这些是从神身上直接学到的。
To me, I think of Paul being the Moses of the New Testament.
对我来说，保罗就像是新约的摩西一样。
He told them years ago when he was, after he first was converted, not long after that, he said a man went to heaven, to the third heaven. He said, I don't know if this man was in the body or out. He was talking about himself.
在他就是被神改变不久之后啊，他就其实不是他那个改变发生很久之后，他就说到这个人上到了三层天。
And there he said, I saw things that can't be uttered, can't tell you.
然后其实说的这个人就是他自己，他说他看到了别人都不能看到，不能告诉你的事情。
But I believe it was there that God through the Holy Spirit filled Paul's heart with what the church should be.
但是我相信就是在那里神借着圣灵让保罗看到教会应该是什么样子的。
The people of Israel during the time that before Jesus came, it was the scribes, the Pharisees, it was the Sanhedrin, it was the priest that understood what the word of God said.
因为对于以色列民来说，在耶稣来之前，只有那些法利赛人，那些那个牧师牧者那个文士，他们才能看到神说的到底是什么。
The group, if we want to call them the congregation, the rest of them just followed whatever they told them and would sacrifice and do what God told these men tell them to do.
所以那些会众，作为会众来说，他们只能听从这些祭司，他们说如何献祭，神如何告诉他们，然后会众就听从跟随。
But when Jesus came, the difference was.He came for the individual.
但是当耶稣来的时候，他是来针对我们每一个人的。
He said, "Whosoever believeth."
他说，啊，凡相信的。
Not if this church believeth. No, it's whosoever believeth.
他不是说啊，所有如果这个教会相信，而是针对每一个个人。如果你相信的话。
So today he's dealing with.Individual people who have given their hearts to God.
所以现在神是对我们每一个将自己的心献给耶稣的人来说话，来跟我们讲。
Now Paul was not a people pleaser.
保罗并不是想要取悦人，他并不是为了取悦人。
Paul didn't try to honey it over and make it sweet for the church. Oh no, Paul didn't do that.
保罗也没有想要把这个不好听的话裹上糖衣，然后说给这个教会听。
And you'll see that in this particular verses.
你要看到在就我们要读的这一段。
The first thing he said of them, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing, and dull of hearing meant they were lazy of hearing, lazy of learning, lazy of walking. So he said, what's wrong with you is you're dull.
所以最开始十一节就说，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。这个听不进去就是说你们懒得听，懒得学。
Remember, he's not talking about the physical or mental being. He's talking about your spiritual being.
他这里不是说你们身体上懒得听懒得学，而是说你这个属灵的生命里面。
And because you are, he went on to say, for when for the time you ought to be teachers. In other words, you've been Christians for a long time, and you should be teachers because we are individually working out our salvation. He said, you should be teachers.
接下来他说看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，因为你们信主已经很长时间了，你们应该是去做师傅的，因为我们每个人需要各自的行出我们的这个信仰。
Somebody can say, bless God, I've been saved for 30 years, but they don't know much about the Bible.
也许有人说啊，感谢主，我已经得救30年了，但是你可能对圣经都不是很了解。
And if they had to be able to talk to a person about being saved, they don't even know how to do it.
然后如果有人要他来分享他是如何得救的，他甚至都不知道该怎么说。
He said that when you don't know how to teach, you should be teachers again.Which would be the first principles of the oral of God. In other words, the first thing you should be getting is God's word, God's, what he said, in a sense, what I want of you. You should know this. You should understand it. And you get it through the word of God. No other way.
他这里说本该做师父，也是提醒我们，我们唯一可以得到这个知识的就是从神的话语当中，我们要获得这些知识是从神的话语当中，而不是从任何别的地方。
And he went on to say, and are become such as having need of milk. Now who needs milk?
然后
Babies.
后面就说你们还只是却还是那种必须吃奶的。
And not strong meat. In other words, nothing that you have to chew on.
必须吃奶不能吃干粮的，那谁是吃奶的呢？就是那些小 baby 小宝宝他们才是吃奶的。
In other words, you can't share the word, you can't explain the word. They're still giving you the word, trying little by little through the milk to help you to survive.
所以这个地方就是说你不能够去和人分享神的话语，你也不能够去解释神的话语，你还是需要别人将神的话一点一点的喂给你吃。
For everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness.For he is a babe.
因为凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Not knowing for yourself. In other words, I come to church. I'm not really sure about much of the doctrine. I don't know, understand too much. But I go to church. And I know I'm to go to church and I should read my Bible. And every day I try to read a chapter.Or even a few verses or a chapter, I have my prayer that I say, but you don't know anything about God's word and what he expects or what he will give us. Not even the promises they don't know.
也就是说你其实自己并不知道，就像你每天去教会，你可能每一天读一章或者是几节的圣经，但是你其实并不知道神所期望你做的，甚至是神给我们的应什么。
But strong meat belongs to whom? To them that are full of age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good, both good and evil.
那谁可以吃干粮呢？这里说唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达。就能分辨好歹了。
You know, many Christians don't know the difference between good and evil anymore.
你知道很多基督徒他们现在都已经不能够分辨好歹了。
They accept what the world says and they feel like that's good when it's not, it's evil.
他们接受这个世界所说的，他们觉得那是好的，但其实那不是。
There are many Christians today, even preachers that said, oh well, homosexuality isn't so bad. You know, we're accepting them now. Listen, God said it's an abomination to him.We don't know sometimes good from evil.
但是就比如现在有很多基督徒甚至传道人说啊，我们要接受这个同性恋啊，但是我们不知道圣经中神已经说了，这是一种，这是不可以接受的。
You said something? I know his word. That's right. We need to know it. But it goes on. In other words, we don't know how to practice discernment. We can't discern what things are happening.And we don't really obey because we don't know what to obey many times, as we say.
然后这个姐妹就分享了这个十三节说的仁义的道理。她就当时以前做过一个圣经学习，这个仁义在希腊语原意当中指的是神的智慧，神的这个道理。你不从圣经上学习，你从别的什么地方能学到这样子的仁义呢？没有的。然后师母就接着说，现在很多人他们不能够分辨，也不会遵循，因为他们不知道世界上正在发生什么，也不知道该顺从谁。
So as we face this new year, let us face it in our spiritual life. Lord, where am I?
所以当我们迎接这个新年的时候，让我们在属灵的生命里也迎接这个新年。神啊，我现在在哪里？
You see, the Lord knows and you know. You know whether you're still a babe in Christ.
你知道主耶稣知道，你自己也知道，你自己知道你是否还是属灵的婴孩。
You see, babies can only experience so much.
因为小宝宝婴孩他能经历的只是那么有限的。
They know what it is to have that paddle or rice soup or whatever they give babies today.They think that's the greatest thing this side of China. But they don't know how delicious some of the other stuff is. They've never experienced it. They've never experienced... See, I'm a little loose at this one. I could tell you some American things. They've never experienced a good steak flooded with onions. Oh, taste to the...Why they never experienced anything like that?
所以就是小宝宝他们啊很小就只能说，比如说在中国喝一碗小清粥，他们就觉得这是最好吃，世界上最好吃的美食。但他不知道中国还有很多别的好吃东西。就妈咪举个例子，他们都不知道世界上那种洋葱烹饪的那种好吃的上等的牛排是多么的香美。
They've never tasted good rice noodle.
他们从来没有吃过这个米线是多么的好吃。
What I'm telling you is they are so limited to any of the good things of life at this period of their life.
我要告诉你们的是，作为孩子，他们所能感受到的这个世界的美好是很有限的。
What a child does is they begin to grow, they begin to get at one, they get a little something different, at two, they get a little more.And they begin to like it, and they don't want that stuff they had before. Have you ever noticed that? And then they begin to find delicious. Oh, I've heard Ethan say, oh, that's delicious. You know, enjoyable.
所以小孩子他就在慢慢慢慢长大的时候，一岁两岁，他慢慢的可以接触更多的事物，然后他就慢慢的发现，哦，这个生活中还有这么多好吃的。慢慢他就发现，哦，原来觉得很好吃的东西其实也就那么回事。
In events of life, the children, they're carried to wherever they're going to go, they can't go themselves. So they don't have too many experiences in life. You know, when children begin to discover, have you noticed what it does for them? Oh, when they learn how to walk, they're going to find everything. They're going to learn everything. They're going to get into everything. And then as they begin to walk, then they begin to run. And that's so much more fun because they run from you. You know, and their experiences begin to explode until one day they can stand looking out over the Niagara Falls and see that beautiful falls of nature of God. They can see all these things. When you're a babe in Christ, you don't really enjoy your salvation.
所以, 作为一个宝宝, 他的生活的范围也是很有限, 他要去什么地方, 必须有人带着, 所以他只能看到, 只能有很有限的这种生命的阅历, 但是当慢慢他长大了, 他学各样的东西, 他学会走, 学会跑, 学会甚至跑到, 外面, 离开你, 然后慢慢等他长到一个境, 他可以独立生活, 他终于看到, 哎呀, 那个尼加拉瓜, 大瀑布是多么的雄伟壮丽, 他又会发现, 哇, 生活是这么的美好, 但是如果你是一个属灵的婴孩的话, 你永远没有办法经历到你这个救恩的全部。
Babes don't know how to get so excited. The most exciting thing that happens to them is when their diapers changed.
这个小宝宝他是很难让他觉得很兴奋的, 因为他可能最兴奋的事情就是他要换尿布了。
But oh, as you grow up spiritually, you begin to read the Word of God and it comes to your heart and it's like food to your body.
所以当你的属灵生命在成长的时候, 当你越来越多的读神的话, 这个神的话就是你这个属灵生命的粮。
You get excited to see what God is going to do.
你就很兴奋地想要看到神要做什么。
And you're out of it when you see what God has done for you. Oh, how you feel for what God has done for you.
当你看到神在你身上所成就的时候, 你就会很兴奋很激动, 然后, 哇, 神在我身上成就了这些。
So really, it's not so fun being just a babe in Christ. You have just begun.
所以如果只做属灵的婴孩, 其实是很没有意思的, 因为这只是开端。
Now, why don't we grow?
那我们为什么没有长进呢?
Some of it is like he said at first, laziness. We just too lazy to do it.
也许有些是, 就像我们刚才经文中说, 是我们懒惰, 我们不愿意。
Sometimes we're too busy.
有可能是我们太忙碌。
But then there's other things in us that keeps us from growing.
但是还有一些别的东西是我们生命中的, 它阻止我们, 成长。
You see, when we go through the Word of God, we need to find the principle of God. What is the principle? He can't tell us about everything we have to do. He doesn't tell us you have to have mashed potatoes and you have to have gravy on it. He doesn't tell us those things. He has a principle. And from that principle, he begins to go out in our life.
所以我们读神的话语的时候, 我们要看到神话语中, 它有它的原则。 神不会事无巨细地告诉我们每一件, 他比如说不会告诉我们你吃这个土豆泥的时候上面要浇这个汁儿, 但是, 神有他的原则, 你从他的话语中知道他的原则之后就可以拓展到生命中的每一件事情当中。
Sometimes we feel it's just because it's just a spiritual thing. You know, serving God is a spiritual thing. Serving God is a complete whole person, not just the spirit itself.
有时候你可能会说, 服侍神是一个属灵的事, 但其实服侍神是一个全人全心的事情。
Now, Paul is talking to this dear babes in Christ in this church. And this is what he said.
保罗在这里就是对这些属灵的婴孩说,
He says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you?
他说, 他对这些属灵婴孩说, 岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗? 这圣灵是从神而来的, 住在你们里面。
He's interested in our body, in our emotions, in our mental, in our spiritual. We're whole. God wants us to be a whole being in him.
所以这里提到了我们的身子, 还有我们的情绪, 我们的情感, 我们的属灵的生活, 神关注的是我们整个, 是我们这个人的整体。
So let us look now as he goes on. What you have of God, and ye are not your own. Now this is a secret. You're not your own.
所以他接下来就说, 并且你们不是自己的人。 这是一个很大的秘密, 就你们不是你们自己的人。
That's why Christianity isn't something you just tag on. Because this now is a personal, what shall I say, a personal belief, a personal reality in your life. And so you have to understand that you're not your own anymore. You belong to God.
所以这就是为什么基督的信仰是一个个人的，是你人和神之自己和神之间的关系。你必须要是你自己内在的独立的和神之间的那种关系。
Now it would be terrible if you were one of the slaves, sex slaves that they take now and abuse. That would be terrible if you owned by them. But listen, to be owned by God. He said, I go across the world. I want to do good. I don't do evil. I want to do good. He wants to do good for us. But what? There is a war within us, in our flesh. And we want to war against him. But we have to learn how to die to that world, that thing, and let God take over our life.
所以这里说到我们不是自己的，我们是属于神的。如果你要是一个奴隶去为奴隶主去服务，这是很糟糕的。但是当我们意识到我们是属于神的，神他愿意做的是好的，是善的，那这就是一件很美好的事情。但是我们也要意识到我们之间是有这样子属灵的和属肉体的征战的，我们的肉体是不愿意向着神的，所以我们需要意识到我们要向肉体死。
He tells us why. You are bought with the price, the price of his son.
所以他也告诉我们为什么，是因为你们是重价买来的，这个重价就是他的独生子。
Therefore glorify God in your spirit, yes, but glorify God in your body.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
That houses emotions and mental. That's we're to glorify God with this.
所以这就是我们这个身体，我们要用我们自己的这个身体来荣耀神。
That's why people say when I'm a Christian and they look at you and say you are.
所以有的时候你跟别人说我是一个基督徒，他看着你说哦是吗？
You say the same things they do. You do the same things they do, and you say you're a Christian.Our body proclaims that I am a child of God.
当你做的事情说的话和别人不信主的人都一样的时候，你能说你自己是个基督徒吗？
And then we glorify him in our spirit.
所以我们要用我们自己这个人这个身子来荣耀神，也要用我们的这个灵属灵的生命来荣耀神。
Now we see that this body is really in itself nothing but ashes, nothing but dust.
我们要看到我们的这个身体不过是灰尘，不过是尘土。
But the spirit of man is what moves him.
但是我们人的成长是靠我们里面这个属灵的生命在支撑。
Our emotions, our attitudes,
我们的情绪
our desires,
我们的态度，我们的想法。
Now many times these are babe in Christ.They live carefully. They don't steal. They don't murder. They don't commit adultery. Those are big sins. They don't do those things.
很多时候看到这些属灵的婴孩，他们其实活得很小心，他们也不会去偷窃，也不会去这个犯奸淫，他们离这些大的罪都很远。
But their body and their spirit is where they have their problem. I had mine.
但是他们的问题在于他们的这个身体，他们的这个灵性。
I am so thankful I'm coming to the end. I wouldn't want to go through it again. But I wouldn't take $1 million for what God taught me through my life.
但是我很庆幸我已经快要走到尽头了，我也很庆幸我不用再重新再来一遍。但是神这些年所教会我的这些东西，给我千金我也不会交换的。
Because it wasn't easy for me when God started to take these things that were in my spirit, in my attitudes, in my desires, when he began to show me and break me of those, and I had to make choices. Lord, I really want you, but I want this too. Lord, I really love you, but I love this too. And there you are back and forth, you know.And then finally, when somehow in your heart you decide, Lord, you're first.
So,
I know what that freedom that I got from when I said that.
所以在我这一生当中，神借着我各样子的想法，我的态度，或者说我的这种情绪，来一点点的破碎我，让我。 有各样子需要做选择的时候，这种来来回回的，我心里想我很爱神，可是我也很爱这个。
Now,
我很愿意去得神的喜悦，可是我也想得这个。但是当我最终从心里说主啊，我愿意让你居首位的时候，那种心里的释放，那种自由才是最喜乐的。
Now if you think you're going to go through life and not ever have this kind of thing that has to choose and has to face it, you're wrong because God loves you when he does that.He really loves you.
当你经历你的一生，你觉得啊，我不想要有这样子的选择，我不想要有这样子的啊，这种选择的时刻的时候，其实你错了。神让你有这样子的选择，这样子时刻，是因为他爱你。
We train our children to do things because we know in the future this is what they're going to need.
就像我们训练我们的小孩子做这样那样子的事情，是因为我们知道在未来这是他们所需要面对的。
Do you know how many mothers have gotten their children through high school and goes, I'm glad that's over?
你知道有多少妈妈，他们的孩子高中毕业以后，他们就很松了一口气啊，终于结束了。
They've worked so hard. They have used all kinds of threats. They've used all kinds of things because they love them.
因为在孩子小时候，他们用了各种的手段，威逼利诱去训练他们的孩子，因为他爱自己的孩子。
So you recognize that when I have to face these things, first you got to know that you have them, and then when you face them, that God is doing this because He loves you.
所以，当你意识到你需要面对这些事情的时候，首先你要意识到你心里有这样子的。啊，这些事情，然后你面对的时候，你要意识到这是神爱你。
He wants you to grow.
他想要让你长大。
Okay, let's get to some of these things. Okay.
在妈咪还没有进到啊下面那个，到底有哪一些是我们里面会跟我让我们跟神阻隔的之前哈、啊，我要稍微解释刚刚他所说的，在这里有一个观念。在我们里头，什么在我们里头？第一个观念，第二个观念，我们已经不是自己的人了，啊，那无神论的看法是说，我就是我，没有什么来源，也没有什么要去想要以后怎么样，就是所谓的自生自灭，一定会灭的嘛，哈，每个人都会灭哈。那么有神论的看法是这样子。我有一个来源，然后呢，我有一个以后要我去考虑，要我去走的，就我会走到一个最后一个地步呢，是我希望进去的啊。所以呢，就人就在找这个有神论。那么刚才妈咪讲的这个，在你的里面，意思是说我这个人本身。我的里面不是只有我里面想什么，我里面做什么，而是还有一个跟我在一起的，等于说我活着不是只有我一个，这样讲好了，不是只有我想的我怎么样，不是这样，有一个在你里面的，还有呢一个就是说那你不是只有属于你自己的。好，那我们现在就不谈无神论的想法，我们谈一下有神论的想法哈。这个你不是你自己的，在圣经来解释的时候，就是说如果你不属于你一定，因为你有只要有神论，就你相信有神有鬼的话，那么你就会一定会属于两个主人，一个就是神，另外一个就是鬼。好，我这样讲很具体哈。那个鬼不是我们看电影的那个青面獠牙啦，还有从那个棺材里面爬起来，不是那个哈。这个鬼是圣经讲就是魔鬼，你看不见的。妈咪有一次讲了一个课叫做看不见的敌方。那这个魔鬼本身不是人，魔鬼是天使，是灵，神造他反叛神。好，然后呢后来神容许他来掌这个世界的权柄的时候，在我们还没有认识神以前，我们都是属于他的。所以有神论的人，一个人一定不是属于魔鬼的，就是属于神的。好，所以在这里保罗的话告诉我们说，你不知道吗？你已经是属于神的了。那如果属于魔鬼的，魔鬼来做什么？ 毁灭、破坏、杀害，他的目的就是要让你像他一样的结果，离开神之后呢，往那个没有圣没有爱的地方、没有光的地方、没有幸福的地方去。他的目的带着他一群人就是要这样子，他自己不甘心嘛，带着这些人。事实上，魔鬼会掌管我们，是因为他要报复神。他能够掳掠的越多，瑕疵的越多，他就越觉得对神有越多的报复。那么现在我们已经属于神了，神说，你难道不知道你的身体的里面、你的心里的里面有那一位给你永恒的灵的这一位神住在你里面吗？好，请我们记得，只要你是信神的人，你不是一个人过生活，你不是一个人在做事情，你不是孤单的，是神的灵在你的里面。然后他说，你已经不是自己的人了。好，你不要再觉得自己要去扛，自己要去做什么，哈。那么要记得，你这个被从魔鬼那边带回来到神这边的这样的一个过程，神付上很大的代价，重价赎回的。那么刚才妈咪也提到奴隶，为什么会他会提到奴隶？因为有这个赎这个字，奴隶是卖给人的，对不对？卖给主人的。奴隶的话没有任何的自由，他只能听主人的。那么当我们被神赎回的时候，他也用这个奴隶来形容我们。那事实上我们真的是这个已经是义的奴仆，以前是罪的奴仆，现在是义的奴仆，但是我们是很宝贵的。所以神说，你不要带着仆人的心，你到我家来，我把你带到我家来，我用重价把你买回来，我要你存了一个儿子的心。所以现在妈咪就要讲说，你不是一个人面对那一位买你回来的主人呢，他很爱你，不管你做什么选择，他没有让你全，你是仆人，你就要做工啊，你不能说，哎呀，神啊，我信你了，其他都你来做了，对不对？你还是要做工，你还是要选择，你还是要努力的哈。但是这个主人呢，他呢爱你，他跟你靠近，然后他说呢，所有你的生活层面，只要你认我为主人，那么我就跟你一起承担，他是这个意思。好，所以刚才那个他在解释的是这个。那我们就接下去，他要告诉我们说，有什么会让我们跟神之间有阻隔？我这个已经被神重价买回来的这个儿子，存着儿子的心，他在我的里面，为什么我会跟神不亲？为什么有时候我会不听这个主人的？为什么我不理解这个主人？为什么有时候我甚至会生气这个主人？好，那么现在我们就让妈咪继续的讲。
Now let's look at some of the things that keeps us being babes in Christ. Did you have something to say? I thought you. Okay, the first one I want you to notice is self-pity.
So, 我们接下来就看这个单张上有的啊，我们七种妇女的致命的罪害，使我们把我们限制在这个属灵的阴海里面。第一个就是自怜。
Some of you have had difficult lives, I know.
我知道有些人，你们可能啊，生活中有各样的困苦。
Some of you are disappointed with your children.
有些人可能对你的孩子很失望。
Some of you are disappointed with what you have now.
有些人可能对你现在有的觉得很失望。
And self-pity has taken over.
所以这种自怜就控制了你。
Self-pity is what you're saying, I'm a victim. These people have said this. These people have done this. They've brought me to this place. And you're really pitying yourself.
这个自怜就是说啊，我是那个受害者，是因为他们说了这些，他们做了这些，让我到了今天这个地步，我好可怜，我是这种受害者。
It becomes our talk, our subject. We talk about it. We say it over and over. We tell people. And we can meet somebody and they might say, well, how are you? Well, I'll tell you the truth. Things in my life are not so good. Oh, I my daughter, she's treating me so rough. You know, all that kind of thing.
所以我们这个自怜也就让
so you're basically saying, I'm sorry, honey.
这个自怜也就让我们不停的去给人家分享，就我们一说就说到我们这个多可怜，别人问你，哎，你最近过怎么样呀？哦，让我跟你说吧，我女儿对我实在是太糟了。
So what you have really is a poor mentality, a poor me mentality, poor me, poor me.
所以我们有的就是一种，哎呀，我好可怜，我好惨呀，这样子的心理。
Do you know what God feels about that?
你知道神是对这种心态是怎么想的吗？
He's saying when you're born again, you're born into my family, not your family. That's the earthly family. You're born into my family.
神说当你重生的时候，你是重生成为我家里面的人，不是你在这个世界上家里面的人，而是我家里面的人。
And that you can, in the sense, I'm guiding your life. You're saying, God's not very good. He's not done anything for me. I'm just a poor, poor person.
当你重生之后，是神在引领你的生活，你的生命。所以当你自怜的时候，你其实就是在说，神没有怎么带领我，没有做什么好的，我好可怜，好可怜呀。
What we are showing the world is not the glory of God. We're showing the world that the world's been against us and has caused these things to me.
所以当我们这样自怜的时候，我们向世界展示的不是神的荣耀，而是说，哎，世界都与我为敌。
It depresses you.
这种心理会让你要有抑郁。
You can't enjoy those around you.
你没有办法享受你周围的这一切。
You're alienated from sometimes from your family with the poor me, how they treat me.
所以好像你跟家人也越来越隔得越来越远，因为你总是想着，哎，我好可怜啊。
Doesn't it sound like a baby?
这听上去是不是像一个小孩子？
Oh, poor me, he's gonna spank me. My mother's so cruel, she's always spanking me. Yeah, poor me. Children.I know you've gone through some hard things, but we have a great God.
所以就像一个小宝宝一样，每天在那儿抱怨啊，我妈妈呀，我好可怜呀。但是神的儿女呀，我知道我们经历了一些很艰难的事情。
And when we get to heaven, because we've laid that aside, we're not going to be a poor me at all. We're going to be the richest. We're going to be powerful.We're going to be judges. Why do we now put our face on the ground and say, poor me, poor me? Listen, in Christ, you are the sons and daughters of God.
当我们有一天回到天家的时候，我们是那样和神一起有荣耀的，是有权力的，是和神一起经历那个审判的。所以为什么当我们在地上的时候，我们要把自己弄得好像很可怜，每天都说，哦，我好可怜，我好可怜的这样的心态呢？
You know, some people said, I have to love me, nobody else does.
第二个就是有些人会说，我必须要爱我自己，因为别人都不爱我。
Self-love.
这种自恋，自爱。
We always get into the conversation, we're always lifting up. If your child does good, mine does better, you know?
所以我们有时候经常跟人谈话的时候，就不自觉的要把自己抬高啊！你的孩子表现很好，哎，我孩子更好。
The only one we care about is ourselves.
所以我们唯一在乎的就是我们自己。
I've got a wonderful dental assistant. I just love her to pieces. I've had her for years, and I know her family through her. You know how you do and talk, and I talk anyhow, and I get all kinds of things out of people. Anyway, the last time, I said to her, how's your mom? And, oh, she said. Now, I always knew she didn't care much for her mom because her mom is self-centered. She loves herself. Everything in life is about her. Her husband can hardly walk. He can hardly do things, and yet she still wants him to do them for her. It's always me and my.And she was going at it so hard, she about ruined my teeth, I think. She was digging down into, you know, and talking. Her anger was coming up, you know. I thought, ooh, next time I know not to talk about that. Forget it. But what I'm saying is, and when I listen to her, they're very, very, very wealthy. And when I listen to her, I see a woman that is utterly, utterly self-centered. Utterly loves herself and doesn't really care about anyone else.And there are many. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Do come along.
然后妈咪就讲她有一个这个就是牙医啊，然后她认识这个女的很多年了，然后最近有一次她就去那个牙医那里看牙的时候，然后她就随口的问到说，哎，你妈妈最近怎么样呀？ 然后那个阿姨就哦你不知道就开始说，因为我其实知道他跟他妈妈的关系不是很好，因为他妈妈是一个很自我为中心的人，他永远是我的事情要是第一位的啊，她丈夫可能都身体不是很好，她还是要她丈夫一直做事情，为我做，为我做。所以她虽然是一个很有钱的人，但我知道她心里是，就是充满那种苦毒。她因为她永远都是我，我，我。
You know, people like that are incapable of loving anyone.
你知道这种人，他们其实没有办法去爱别人的。
And I said that to her, and she said, "What?" She said, "That's true. They're in, she's incapable of loving anyone because they love themselves."
所以当我对我这牙医说。他没有办法爱别人的时候，他说啊，太对了，因为他只爱他自己。
I'll get what I want.
我就要得到我要的。
It's a me, me mentality. Me, me, me.
所以这就是一种我，我，我，我的这种心理，就是说的是我。
See, there's no room for a deep love with God.
所以当你这样子一切都围着自己的时候，你就没有给神的这种爱留下余地。
Then we see the next one is self-importance.
所以啊，我们看第三个就是自重，就是我很重要。
That's when we need to be noticed.
就是当我们觉得我们需要被注意到。
And we know how to sort of praise ourselves.
我们有时候就自己来赞美夸耀自己。
Oh yes, my son graduated from Yale.
哦，是我儿子从耶鲁毕业了。
Well, my son graduated from junior college.
Yeah, 我儿子。
That's what I would say. But they have this self-praise. They're always with self-praise. They're just a few inches above everybody else.
他们就是有这种愿意自己被肯定、被赞美，总觉着自己比别人高那么几寸。
If you can do it, I can do it better.
如果你能这么做，我也能做，而且做得好。
Then we come to selfishness.
然后我们看第四个是自私。
We are a taker, not a giver.
我们总是想要获得而不愿意给予。
We grab and grab everything. Oh, I like that. I want that. And when it comes to giving, we're very tight.
所以就是总是哎，我要这个，我要那个。但是当要给予的时候，我们又不愿意。
There's a basic selfishness.
因为这是我们心里这个最基础的自私。
Jennifer's little boy, he wants everything. He saves every piece of paper.Ethan, yeah. He saves every little piece of paper. And he's so happy when he can pick up this junk. Because he wants everything. Oh, I want that. Oh, I like that. The selfish, it scares me. I've been praying for him. I'll tell you the truth, I do pray for these children.
How old is he?
Six. See, yes.
就是师母的一个孙子外孙。然后他只有六岁，他就很喜欢攒这个攒那个，所有都是我的。他攒了一堆，也没有什么大用处的。然后妈咪说，我都一直为这些孩子们祷告，因为他就总是想，这是我的，我的，我的。
When he was four, we were going on a vacation, and we got to the place that I was getting out of the car. He come running, Nana, I'll help you, Nana, and he took my cane because he wanted to use the cane.
当这个伊森四岁的时候，我们有一次去一起去度假，我们刚停好车，从车里出来，他马上跑到我身边说：“哎，我妈妈，我要帮你。”然后他就拿走了我的这个拐杖。其实他不是想帮我，他就是想自己玩这个拐杖。
And we can laugh sometimes at that in a child, but that isn't very nice in a grown-up, is it?
我们有时候可能觉得小孩这样做很可爱，我们会笑他，但是。如果一直这样长大，其实并不是一件好事。
And when we have that selfish spirit, Christ isn't seen in us. And so let's go on to the next one, self-image. What we're doing in self-image is we're focusing on ourselves. I am worth it. I deserve it. That's why a lot of women spend a lot of money.
然后我们来看下一个，就是这个自我形象。
They can talk themselves into it, you see. Because why?We want to appear to impress other people.
这个自我形象其实就是说我们聚焦在自己身上，我配得怎么样，我值得怎么样。这也是为什么很多女人花很多钱，因为别人一说什么你就要买，因为我们很重视我们在别人面前看上去是什么样子的。
The television tells you you deserve it.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
都是电视广告告诉我们你要怎么怎么。
to be a people that we feel like people should enable us. We deserve everything. You know, we don't have to work anymore. College students wanted to put in a communist because they didn't want to have to pay their bills because they felt enabled. They're just an American citizen, so they should pay for their college education. Listen, we have become this because we have become a people that think a lot of our own image.
所以很多时候我们都觉得，哎呀，我应该这样，我应该这样。像很多现在大学生毕业，他们都想着要什么共产主义，然后都不愿意付自己这个学费的贷款。其实很多时候就是因为我们太重视我们自己的这个形象。
So we see we spend a lot on ourselves, and we want our image to be seen among men, but we don't care about God.
所以我们知道我们在我们自己身上花了很多的时间钱，我们希望就别人看我们看着很好，但是好像我们忽视了我们在神面前是怎么样子的。
Who did God call beloved in the Bible? Who did God call the one that is like the heart of God? He would commend people like Daniel and Joseph and David, who all became great people but were humble.They didn't think of themselves. You know what Joseph said? You meant evil for my life, but God meant it for good. Daniel went through all of that, but what he loved God with all of his heart. The self-image meant very little to them. If they had wanted to be, they could have been the highest in the kingdom. They would have strutted themselves. But that's, and so because of that,In that humility of heart, God expressed himself while they were alive. He told them, what, particularly the two of them, he told them how much he loves them.
所以我们看到其实在圣经中神称谁为他亲爱的称谁为有他的心的人呢就妈咪举了三个例子像但以理像约瑟像大卫特别约瑟他说到你们对我本意是恶的但是神看来是好的包括但以理他也是全心的来爱神他们其实是很有能力的如果他们只重视自我的形象的话他们很有可能成为他们国家最有权柄最有权威的人但是他们愿意谦卑下来来重视他们在神眼中是怎样的于是他们被神称为那亲爱的
The other day a man that doesn't come to our churchA young man, he was in his 30s, and he said, you know one thing about Hope Sound, the women look so wholesome. They look so good, and they're pretty. A lot of our girls are very pretty. Why? Because they're not trying to look pretty. They don't wear makeup, they don't do, but the beauty of Christ can shine forth to you that people don't care what you have on, but your life shows them it's Christ.
前段时间有一个男士他可能30多岁然后他就跟我说到你知道看这个 Hope Sound 这边教会的姐妹就觉得她们都好漂亮好美因其实她们并不是自己打扮得很漂亮或者穿很漂亮的衣服她们其实都甚至不化妆的但是就是基督耶稣的美从她们身上流露出来所以她们才有那样子美丽的样子
And then there's the other extremeWhere we don't think anything of ourselves. You know, those who have lived a bad life before, guilt really follows them many times, and they feel they're not worthy. Sometimes with the way we've been treated through life, we feel that we're nothing. We're not worthy. I can't do anything like others. I hear that so much among people. I can't do that. I don't have gifts. And they're always belittling themselves. I'm no use. You see, this is where Satan wants to keep us.
而另外一个极端就是这里提到第六点，自卑。就是也许你生命中有各样不好的境遇，然后那种负罪感就一直跟随着你，让你觉得自己没有价值。我什么都不是，我不能做这个，我不能做那个，我没有这样子的恩赐。我不行我不可能像别人一样你就会小看自己觉得自己没用其实撒旦就是想让我们这样子
There's not one of you that became a Christian that if you had asked God Lord show me what I can do What's my gift? And humbly before him, be willing to do something for God that God won't answer your prayer.
所以当你认识神的时候，当你愿意来到神的面前，很谦卑的对神说，主啊，你让我看到，我愿意服侍你，你让我看到我有怎样的恩赐，神是会回应你这样子的祷告的。
I had a friend that when she was, I think she was 69 or 68, she said to her husband, I want to learn to drive. She said she felt the Lord just, and she learned to drive at 68, and he died at 69. And so when she, now she was 70, and she was saying, Lord, what can I do for you? I want to do something. I want to give the rest of, you know, she was a singer. They worked for the Lord. But she felt like, oh, Lord, I want something now to do for you. Well, somehow or other, it opened up to her to write to a couple of prisoners. And in a few years, she had thousands of prisoners that she was writing to, sending Bible lessons to. That one woman who said, Lord, show me something to do. You see, God doesn't think any of us are scrap metal. He takes scrap metal and he makes something beautiful out of it. He takes lives and he makes some wonderful, beautiful things out of those lives that once was terrible. We don't need to look down on ourselves. We don't need to depend on our confidence. It's his confidence. He has confidence in us. He wants to use us. But when we won't be used, I can't. We just stay like babes. We don't grow in the things of God.
所以我有一个妈咪说她有一个朋友，然后她68岁的时候，她就说我觉得神想让我来学开车，于是她就在68岁的年纪学会了开车。然后后来她的丈夫在她69岁的时候去世了，然后后来到他70岁的时候，他就觉得说，神，你要来帮助我，让我可以来为你做一些事情。他之前是一个歌唱演员，然后跟我们一起服侍神，后来他就神就给他这样子一年，让他给监狱里的那些人写信，然后他一开始慢慢的给他们写信，给他们寄圣经，寄圣经辅导的课程。其实神会用我们的生命行各样美好的事情，我们不需要建立我们的这个能力不是建立在我们自己对自己的信心身上，而是神对我们有信心，他要来使用我们，他要来让我们慢慢的成长。
You know, I know a lot about this. I started when I was 8 years old. I became so guilty about everything.If I didn't pick up a piece of paper off the floor, I felt guilty. I would go to my mom and dad's room every night and I'd say, Mom, Dad, forgive me. And they'd say, for what? I said, I don't know, but just forgive me. I lived that life for many, many years.
从我八岁的时候，这种愧疚感就一直跟随着我。我甚至如果看到地上有一张纸我没有捡起来，我都觉得会愧疚。我每天晚上都会到爸爸妈妈的房间里说，爸爸妈妈，你原谅我。他们会问我，原谅你什么呢？他说我不知道，但是就请你原谅我。我总是有这种很深的愧疚感，这种愧疚感伴随我很多年。
Satan used that on me many, many years. And there were times that I could hardly do anything. I was so guilt-ridden. And then God would come and strengthen me. And then it would happen again all down through my life.And it was one of the things that was hindering me from doing what God wanted me to do.
所以撒旦就用我这种愧疚感让我没有办法为神做工，直到有一天我来到神面前求神来加添我的力量。但其实这种愧疚感伴随了我很多年，撒旦就一直用它让我没有办法为神做工。
In my teens, I wanted to read the Bible. And I would begin, and I felt like,If you don't read all of those scriptures alongside those references, you just haven't read. So there I'd be reading, going after those references, read until I just shut it up. I didn't even want to read the Bible.
当我青少年的时候就开始读圣经，但当时我就觉得，如果我读圣经的时候不读这个下面的这些注解或者注释，就好像没有读一样。所以我就很认真的开始又读经文又读注解，读到一个程度，我觉得再也不想读了。
Sometimes I would feel so guilty, I just couldn't pray.
有的时候甚至觉得特别的有这种自卑，这种 罪恶感，然后都不能够祷告。
But thank God it was something he gave me that I kept pushing, I kept pushing. And then one day, he gave me this thought. He said, don't accept that guilt. And I thought, not accept the guilt. And so I thought, I'm going to do that. And so when I would start feeling guilty, I said, I'm not accepting it. I'm not guilty. And you know, in a few minutes, that was gone. When before it would have tantalized me. And God gave me victory over this type of thing just by not accepting that voice of Satan's guilt. It would keep you down. This is the things that he tries to keep us down from being the joy of the Lord, workers for God, real strong workers. Those working under, many times I worked for the Lord, but it was a drudge. I just kept going and kept going and doing. But it wasn't with that joy that I feel now. You know, it was, he keeps you down. So you have to overcome these things and asking God to help you. So these are not things that are foreign. These are the things that Satan uses to keep you from growing for Jesus that keeps you hindered. Oh, sorry, sweetie.
所以, 我后来是怎么胜过的呢？就是当我越来越发现这种罪恶感这种自卑在缠累的我的时候，我就向神祷告，然后神就给我一个意念，让我不要接受这种罪恶感。我想怎么是不接受呢？慢慢的再有这种罪恶感的时候，我就说好，我不接受这种罪恶感。通常我有罪恶感的时候，这种罪恶感会一直伴随着我，但是当我愿意说我不接受，我不听，我不相信我是有这种，我不相信我是自卑的时候，可能过几分钟这种感觉也就过去了。所以最终我在这件事情上可以得胜，我不再去听撒旦借着这种自卑来对我说话，我可以完全的享受和神同工的喜乐，我也可以成为强有力的神的工人。因为很多时候之前我可能为神做工，我只是做，但是不是那么的有力量，没有那么的喜乐。但是真的靠神胜过之后，我成为了一个很有力量也很喜乐的一个为神做工的人。
You see, sometimes I felt probably afterwards I read about it, I probably had COP.Or what is it called? COD.
OCD.
These letters. OCD, which is, you're obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Yes, obsessed. Impulsive I was. But anyhow, God healed me, but not just zap. I started to listen to that voice that said, don't accept it. And I was one of those that had to wash their hands after everything, you know. And...finally, I said, no, I'm not washing my hands. I probably eat more bacteria now than I've ever eaten. Now, I do wash my hands, but not every time I turn around do I wash my hands when I do. And little by little, that thing left me.
后来我慢慢我意识到我有这个强迫症，就我是一个什么时候都要想要洗手的人，我干了一个什么事之后马上就要洗手。但后来我就又听到了这个声音说，不要去接受这个强迫症。然后其实神改变我不是说咻一下就没有了，而是一点一点的。我现在也许吃到的细菌比我之前要多很多，但是我慢慢的可以战胜这种强迫症，而不是说转个身我就又去洗手了。
You see, I began to realize as God was helping me to learn and I was growing, I began to realize that there's therefore now no condemnation.To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Satan, with this guilt, condemns us. The only time God condemns us is for sin. And Satan uses this to condemn us. So we feel like we've done wrong. We feel all these kind of feelings that come. We have to understand God doesn't work with condemnation with his children.He comes and speaks to us. He comes and brings situations. He comes in his way. And it's not with the hard, pressing, terrible, guilty feeling. He comes with a far different attitude toward us.
所以我慢慢的胜过之后，我也就慢慢的知道，就像经文中说的，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。神定罪的，他只是我们身上的罪。但是撒旦会用我们这种自卑让我们觉得我们好像做错了， 我们被定罪了，我们是有罪的，但神其实是通过对我们说话，通过各样子的环境来帮助我们成长。他不，我们在基督耶稣里的，我们就不被定罪了。
Now some of those babes in Christ are what we call self-righteous. Now what they do, they feel like because they work in the church, because they're doing all of these things, that they're a little more spiritual than other people. They're depending on their works.
所以啊、最后一种我们看到这些属灵的婴孩上，他们有的就是自义，自以为自己是义人。也许他们在教会工作服侍，他们做的比别人多一些，他就觉得自己比别人更啊、更成熟，更有义。
They're like the Pharisees. Thank God I'm not like that person. Thank God I'm not like that person. They feel that pride that I'm good.Before God, I've done so much. I'm really.
所以就像法利赛人一样啊，感谢主，我不是像那个人。感谢主，我不是像那个人。我为神做了很多，我是好的。
And then they become judgmental.
然后他就变得喜欢。
You have to watch that judgmental.
喜欢论断。
You know, Jesus didn't even come to judge.
你要知道，耶稣来到这个世界上。他是要寻找来拯救，而不是来论断的。
He says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged, just accordingly." So we have no right to really judge others.
所以，神主耶稣说，你们不要论断别人啊、因为我们没有这样子的权利和权柄去论断。
Because of our love, when we see others failing, when we see others doing things, we pray for them. We try to help them.This is what Jesus came to do. So when we find a person that's very judgmental, you know, well, we can't use them, da, 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 we are, da, 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 a lot of kind of things, we don't accept sin, but we do accept the persons and try to work with them. But a self-righteous person cannot do that.
是我们有从神来的爱，当别人失败或者经历困苦的时候，我们为他们祷告，我们帮助他们。但是这种自义、自以为义的人，他们就会觉得啊，他怎么这样，怎么那样？对他们来说，这样子的帮助就很难。我们不是要接受罪，但是我们却是要帮助那些遇到困难的人。
You see, they're always trying to straighten up other people. They feel they're not righteous, so we have to straighten them up. So they feel that they're chosen because they're so active and they know this and they go to Bible studies and they do this, but deep inside they're very, very self-righteous.And God hates that.
他们总是想要去改正别人的地方，总觉得别人做的不对，要去改正别人，因为他们自己觉得自己好像是一个很属灵的人，他们啊、自己去啊、教会也去这个查经，但是神其实是很讨厌这种自以为意的人。
And that was the only people that Jesus was ever harsh with, the self-righteous.
而自以为义的人也是主耶稣在世时候唯一对他们很严厉的这样一群人。
Now remember our principle. Maybe you ought to read this. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.Wouldn't that be a wonderful principle to live by? Make that your principle for 19. Oh, wait a minute. I'm back in the 20th century. In 2017. In 2018. Make that your principle. And let God work. It may be on one little thing he has to work on. But begin to grow in the thing until you begin to enjoy your Christian life. The word of God becomes real to you. And the desire to reach others become part of your breathing.God can bless us. Just let ask God and let's try to grow at least an inch this spiritual life this year. Know that you're really, I'm really coming up. I'm really growing.
所以其实这是一个很美好的一个原则。我们就看到在这个哥林多前书中说到，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。所以我们要把可以不可以把这样子美好的这样子的原则当做我们2018年的一个 守则，让我们可以真的让神在我们生命中做工，让我们越来越享受和神同工的过程，让我们越来越愿意和别人分享福音，让我们也越来越愿意亲近神的话语，尝试着哪怕是一小点能够在2018年在属灵的生活上有长进。
Now when we hear these things, we don't become discouraged. We're enlightened. You see, God can never help us until suddenly I say, that's me. Lord, that's the area I need your help in. So you don't get discouraged. It means that God wants to lift you up and bring you out a little more. Let's just pray. Father dear, as you look at our ladies and love them,
主啊，我们来到你的面前，你看到这些姐妹们，你爱她们。
And you want your church to grow and become strong.
你愿意你的教会成长。
You want to show them some of the beauties and the joys of salvation.
你愿意你的教会被坚固，愿意他们看到你救恩的美妙。
We pray that you will bless each one of them. Speak to their hearts, open their hearts, that we might see.
主啊，我们就是祷告你开我们每一个人的心，你对我们每一个人说话。
God bless them, Lord.
主啊，你让他们看到，祝福他们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Can they go get something or not?